Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We have a breaking development here in the Cale Burger versus Doran Dickerson fight. The boxing match that Cale believes he can win against Doran. Our pal Hunter Homestek has told us via Twitter that he has a cage. I know Hunter does a lot of MMA covering things, but I don't know why he has his own cage. I don't want to ask any questions there. And he also has a live streaming platform, he says, and he's saying that he can provide us both for charity. Cale versus Doran, a boxing match for charity. Cale puts his money where his mouth is. I have offered my services as a semi-competent play-by-play man, free of charge, again, charity. I will volunteer to do the play-by-play on the live stream of this.
Content.
It would be great content for 93.7 The Fan, which Cale claims to care so much about as the social media director here. He should be all for this. He's remained remarkably silent through it all. Let's bring our next guest, Jeff Hathorn. I don't know why Cale thinks that he can beat Doran in so many athletic contests. This one seems like a different level of brashness and arrogance, really.
So it's interesting because a few years ago, we had a conversation outside of the lunchroom at the Steelers facility, back when we used to be able to talk to those guys outside the lunchroom. And Stephon Tuitt at the time was saying, if you gave him 3 weeks, he'd beat Mike Tyson. And everybody was, his teammates were laughing at him. Like, he's too big for us to laugh at him. But we kind of were. This kind of sounds like that, although Cale doesn't have the head start that Stephon Tuitt had.
Yeah, not being 6'8", 300 pounds is probably not a good starting point for Cale in that. Jeff, we're just getting a tweet that was just put out from Tom Pelissero about the deal for Patrick Peterson. It is a blue check mark. We always need to check these things, double, triple check. But the deal for Patrick Peterson, 2 years, $14 million, $5.85 million guaranteed. That seems like a pretty reasonable contract for a guy that's going to be your top corner, or at least should probably be your top corner, right?
Reasonable is one word. Complete steal might be another word. Unbelievable could be another word. To get a guy that's playing at that level, I mean, yeah, he's going to be 33 when the season starts. If you watched him play or look at his numbers, he does not play like a guy that's going to be turning 33. He's still playing at a crazy elite level. And some cornerbacks have been able to do it in their career. And as of right now, man, Patrick Peterson, he's always been good, but it's like he's found his first couple of years in the league again good. He's not as quick as he was then, but you combine his intellect, his knowledge now, with still some pretty good physical tools. And he is a dominant factor in a secondary.
Is there concern, though, Jeff? I mean, Hayden made it to 32. He was still, I think, playing at a somewhat serviceable level that he could have probably continued his career. And then, you know, nobody was really interested, I guess, or at least not enough at that point. Darrell Revis didn't even play until he was 33. Rod Woodson had to change positions at 33. I mean, is there maybe some concern, or should there be some concern that, you know, he could hit a cliff here and fall off, or has he been just that productive that he can play like a, you know, a top corner in the league for the Steelers in a different scheme and a new team. It seems like you're pretty confident that he can maintain that.
I think if you're looking at these numbers, and so many times when you look at free agents or potential free agents, and you see guys like, you know, well, 3 years ago they were at this level, or 3 years ago they, when they played a whole season, when they weren't dealing with injuries, they did this. What we're talking about here is a guy who played over 1,100 snaps last year and has missed 10 games his entire career. He's been incredibly durable. So I think some of the concerns that you look at with other guys, just knock on wood, haven't been the case with Patrick Peterson. He stayed healthy. He's been effective when he's out there, and he's done it in different defenses. So you can't even say that, well, you know, this defense is hiding him because they, you know, they know him or they're trying to reduce what he does. I mean, they put him out there. They move him around on good receivers, and he does the job. I mean, he's, again, to get him for seven, I never would have thought. And as much as I think both of us think that Cam Sutton was a must sign for the Steelers for $11 million, and then to get Patrick Peterson for $7 million, and let's say he does fall off a cliff this year. You only owe him one more year, and there's not a ton that's guaranteed. I mean, the deal is, if it is exactly what we think it is right now, bravo, Omar. I mean, that's a second decade, once a decade type move that he's made. The first being the Claypool trade, and now this.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, the two deals that he has made so far have been, you know, pretty swimmingly good. Jeff, Patrick Peterson said on his podcast with Bryant McFadden that he had not spoken with anybody in the organization about his role yet. That struck me as a little bit odd. Does that kind of come off strange to you as well, that he would agree to sign here without actually sort of finding out what he's going to do and who he's going to be for this defense?
It was very savvy of him to say that, because if he would have said that, that would have been tampering. During the legal tampering period, only agents can talk with teams. Players cannot talk to teams where that's considered illegal tampering, and the Steelers would get dinged for that. So if we take him at his word, and he really didn't, maybe his agent did, but he didn't. If he would have said, oh, yeah, I talked to Mike Tomlin about this role, then he would have gotten the Steelers in trouble. So let's assume for a second that he didn't. That's good on both sides. And if he did, that's good on Patrick for praising it the way he did, because he would have caused the Steelers some headaches if he would have said that.
So this is like if a girl says, well, I didn't break up with him, but I told my friend to break up with him. But I didn't exactly. That's what it's a roundabout way, essentially, of
you know, when you ask a buddy, does that girl like me? And that's kind of what's okay. Then if she likes me, would she go out? Would she want to go out to dinner? And what would my role be in this relationship? That's kind of where we're, I mean, listen, the whole thing in a way is silly. We know that these players and agents and teams have been talking since the combine, if not before, if not even down at the Senior Bowl. These conversations are going on, and they've created this 2-day window to try to make it seem like there's some control of the situation. I do believe him though, when he said, you know, they were doing their due diligence. He seemed very sincere when you watch the video and see his face when he said that the Steelers kind of came out of left field, that they were looking at Minnesota and some other teams, and the Steelers kind of jumped in. And I wonder, you know, with McFadden's ties, McFadden's relationship with Tomlin, what role he may have played in this whole thing.
Yeah, that was my first thought, too, that, you know, he kind of officially breaks the news on a podcast with a guy that's a former Steeler that's still close to a lot of people in the organization. I do wonder, you talk about tampering. I wonder if there was maybe some at least good words relayed to Patrick Peterson from Bryant McFadden through Bryant McFadden.
But that would have been like the note, as long as the teacher didn't catch it, as long as that note went through and no one saw it, it would have been fine to do it that way, to have McFadden talk. As long as Peterson didn't talk to the Steelers directly, they'll have no issues. And again, I love the idea of having him in there. Now you've got, you know, you could go. It changed. This is why the mock drafts can become so tough early, before this period, because now And, you know, I tweeted out other people that, like, thought immediately Joey Porter Jr. or Gonzalez or somebody in the draft. Well, now you can go after a different position and maybe you take a flyer on a guy later on that can maybe needs a couple of years that you think can develop into the type of corner, but for whatever reason didn't get the chance to in college. Well, now you can roll the dice because, you know, with him and Levi, at least you feel like you've got two NFL corners, even if you want to upgrade Levi or if Witherspoon were to win that job if he stays.
Jeff, I know that they just kind of recently put out the numbers here. Tom Pelissero reporting 2 years, about $14 million with less than $6 million guaranteed for Patrick Peterson. But where does this now leave the Steelers from a cap standpoint? Where are they looking at the cap right now? What are they looking like? How much more flexibility, how much more room do they have to add via free agency?
So let's assume that number is right. And that it's the average is seven a year. You know, obviously you can cook that a little bit, but let's just say seven a year. That gives the Steelers $4 million right now without any other moves. And that's according to SpotTrack. So they would have the ability to sign like a backup offensive lineman or a, you know, maybe a flyer on a middle linebacker looking for a new opportunity that would come really, really cheap. That's kind of where they're at right now. Now, that's when it gets interesting. Do you keep Mitch Trubisky? That's somewhere you could cut money. You could cut $4 million by getting rid of Witherspoon. You could cut $8 million by getting rid of Miles Jack. So there are options there. My fear with this is pushing the can down the road, push however you want to phrase it. If you restructure TJ Minka and Cam, I don't know if this is their year to go to the – where they're really going to be in a chance for the Super Bowl. Not that you throw it away, but are you going to hurt yourself in 24 and 25 by pushing money back when you really wanted to sign somebody or you want to sign Alex Highsmith? Well, we don't have the money because we shoved this money down the road. That's where the Steelers are up against. That's why I didn't believe this at first, but I am now 100% get rid of Mitch and bring in a quarterback that's a million or two. You don't need a backup like that. You need some other pieces for a guy that you hope will never see the field. You need to use that money on guys that would see the field.
Well, okay, there's a good segue. Let's play a hypothetical game. Do they dump Mitch Trubisky and keep Mason Rudolph?
I wouldn't say 100% that Mason's gone, but 95%. I mean, you've seen it.
Yeah.
He wasn't been passive aggressive, but he was pretty clear that he didn't want to come back. He wants a new opportunity. He thinks, you know, if he goes somewhere else, he'll get a fresh look, fresh start. And I hope that for him. I mean, he's handled it incredibly well, all of it, from the Myles Garrett stuff to being behind Ben. Like, he has been first class, you know, organization first, all the way. I would hope he'd find another opportunity, but I think there's another quarterback that you could find that could fit in the system, you know, that could come in for a couple of million, and then let's say you end up saving five from what Trubisky was going to make, and you use that to, you know, bolster up your lines or get another linebacker or find another or get a KZ back in the mix for next year.
Jeff, with this, and we're talking with Jeff Hathorn, Jeff, with this news today, with them bringing a guy like Peterson in, maybe strengthening their defense a little bit more here, adding some more money on that defensive side, do you feel like this in any way opens the door for them to say, hey, if there's a playmaker there for Kenny Pickett, a wide receiver for Kenny Pickett, either at 17 or at 32, that they could then pull the trigger on that? Or the other needs that they have just far too pressing for them to add to the receiver position?
I don't know if in today's game, beyond quarterback and maybe a left tackle and a pass rusher, beyond those three, maybe a shutdown corner, although those are so hard to find, is there a bigger need than a wide receiver in today's game? And when you look at their roster, the Steelers roster, they've got Deontay for one more year. They've got Pickens for two more after this season. They've got Calvin Austin, who you really don't know how he's going to play in the NFL. And that's it. That you'll have signed after this season. That's it. And you could use another body in there. whether, and I would not overlook, if you think that Jaxon Smith-Njigba is that guy that tore up the Rose Bowl and he drops to you and, you know, the defensive lineman you want is gone and the offensive tackle is gone, why wouldn't you look in that direction? I mean, I turned back to Cincinnati. Cincinnati had a hell of a lot of needs, but they thought Chase was a hell of a player. He is. There's no one there at 17. I'm not saying of anyone of that ilk, but if you feel like somebody slipped down to you and this person could be a really big-time player for us for 5 years, especially at the receiver position, to have that extra year of control is big. Yep. And I would absolutely consider that.
Hey, Jeff, one last thing for you off topic of the Steelers, but I know you were also checking in on what's happening with Pitt. What's the latest on Federico? And is there a possibility that he will not be available for Pitt tomorrow night in the NCAA tournament?
There is a possibility he won't be available tomorrow. I doubt it. You know, it's the biggest game of your life. You have all off season if you lose to recoup. I would be surprised if he doesn't play some, but you got to imagine his minutes are at least going to be limited, and you're facing one of the best centers in all of college basketball. It's the timing is unfortunate. He did not practice today. They just kind of did a walkthrough. He was just in sweats. Blake Henson said afterwards that, you know, he did some stuff on the side. I think he'll play. That's the sense you get, is that he'll give it a go. But how effective he'll be, I mean, this is a guy that was, you know, at least got votes to be on the all-defensive team. You're facing this stud center. To not have him is, that's tough. I mean, you got the two twins who are nice freshmen and will grow into really good players that are freshmen facing a grown-ass man that's 245 pounds and 6'11". That's going to be rough. I mean, you would think immediately, well, okay, they're going to have to pack in a zone or do something because Mississippi State struggles shooting. But even that standpoint, they've given up so many offensive rebounds. I felt really good about this game until, you know, realizing how bad Federico's knee is. Hopefully he can go out, at least give him some minutes and do enough to help the Panthers.
It could turn into, if that happens, if he can't go, it could look very much like Cale Berger against Doran Dickerson in a boxing match. And that's not something that we want to see.
No, or, you know, you're going to, you know, another serious point here is that you'll wear out Blake Henson trying to have him play that kind of defense.
Yeah.
You know, where he's just going to have to play, put so much energy on the defensive side that he, you know, he won't be the same offensive guy. We'll see. Listen, it's great that they're in the tournament. This stinks, but we'll find out tomorrow what they can do, because I do think they can match up well everywhere else. It's just, what are they going to do against this guy? Can they find some way to get him into foul trouble? That would be ideal.
Yeah, no doubt. Jeff will be there in Dayton. He'll have coverage of the NCAA tournament matchup with Pitt and Mississippi State tomorrow night, and does a great job covering the Steelers for us with today's big news with Patrick Peterson as well. Jeff, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Josh.
All right, that is Jeff Hathorn, our sports director here at The Fan. Yeah, Jeff is going to head to Dayton tomorrow for the game, and I am going to head to the arena, and I will cover the Penguins tomorrow night, though I can assure you that I will have a tablet or phone streaming what is happening in Dayton throughout the course of the evening as well, because, there's obviously some good things happening with the Pitt basketball program. It's an exciting time, but again, some unfortunate news perhaps with Federico, maybe not going to be able to play tomorrow night. We're going to find out more about that at 9 o'clock. We're going to talk with Chris Carter. We'll talk some more Steelers as well coming back. Some important points, I think, made by Jeff there through all that. One is the tampering of it all. Maybe that's why Patrick Peterson was creatively dodging that question about, and not even dodging, just flat out coming out and saying that he hadn't talked about his role at all with the Steelers. I have another opinion on why he might have said that as well, and I'll tell you what that is when we come back. I'm Josh Rountree here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. You can visit them online at southhillsjeep.com, and you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Joel, I had a weird moment last night with Ron Cook. An awkward moment with Ron Cook. I was covering the Penguins game last night. The Penguins won. Good game. I'm doing a lot of work. I was sort of double dipping. I was doing some work for the Associated Press while also covering the game for us. So I was there a little bit late, and so was Ron Cook. He is a hard worker, a good man, and he was there at the arena, and we were in the media room. And there were a few other reporters that walked out, and they had been gone a couple minutes. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, all of the power in the arena goes out. This is something I didn't even know could happen. I assumed that an arena was immune to such a thing, that you couldn't just have all the power go out in the arena all at once. But Ron and I are sitting there, and the power just completely goes out. And we're in the media room, and I'm just like, uh-oh, that's not seemingly natural. This doesn't seem like it's something that should be able to happen. And it's pitch black in the room. And Ron says to me, this is the comment that Ron made to me. He said, there's a lot of people that I would be okay being in a dark room with, but you're not high on that list.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Now, I understand what Ron is saying, but I don't think it needed to be said.
Probably not.
It was a little hurtful.
Like, what did you do to not be high up on that list?
And I like Ron, and I think Ron likes me, but he took a little bit of a shot at me. It was a very awkward moment,
though. That's strange.
That's always like a heart-racing moment when you're somewhere and all the power goes out. There's that split second where I feel like you just think that something terrible is happening.
And it's not like there was any, you know, bad weather or winds
right.
or anything yesterday.
Listen,
either.
If my power goes out at home and the wind's blowing, okay. These things happen. It's surprising. It catches you off guard. When you're in PPG Paints Arena and every bit of power goes out all at once, and there were people still in the arena. They were playing a youth hockey game after the Penguins game last night, out on the ice. So they were out on the ice, and all the power went out. It was pitch black.
You would think there's like a generator or something to
I would assume that if there's a power outage in an area, that there is some sort of default immediate backup generator light that comes on, and that was not the case. That got me to thinking, like, what if that would have happened an hour and a half earlier? What was stopping it from happening at 7:30 during the first period of the game?
Sure.
All the power going out. I was it lasted for maybe 30 to 40 seconds and then came back on. So it wasn't a huge deal.
Could have been a test or something.
Maybe.
Like a reset. I don't know.
Maybe. But I think there were people, I think, out on the ice when it happened. When I left, which was maybe 5 minutes after that happened, there were people out skating on the ice, out playing a hockey game on the ice. And we could hear people down the hallway kind of freaking out about the power going out. There's always that moment, though, that split second when the power goes out, when I have a thought go through my mind like, okay, this is the apocalypse. I've been watching The Last of Us, the okay. HBO show, about the zombie apocalypse or whatever you want to call them, the end of the world with the zombies. And that's probably what happens to some people. The power goes out, and then that's that. And I initially had that thought that I'm going to die in a room in this hockey arena with Ron Cook.
That's where it all goes down.
I die next to Ron Cook. Ron Cook and I are a team in a zombie apocalypse survival series, and we have to find our way out of the arena and to our loved ones in time. I don't think it would have gone well. I can tell you right now, no shot in the world that I'm surviving a zombie apocalypse for more than 2 days.
Yeah, that's... I'm with you on that.
Kale probably thinks that he can kill all the zombies and he would be just fine. I'm telling you right now.
That he can outrun them in the 40-yard dash.
He can outrun them. He can outbox them. I'm telling you right now, some sort of The Last of Us, Walking Dead, apocalyptic thing happens. And we love these movies, right? TV shows. There's so many of them. One of these things happens, I'm a goner instantly.
Yeah.
And I'm just laying into it at that point. There's really, you can have a fight or flight sort of thing. I'm just probably caving in and just saying, you know what? That's that. That's that. And now, what I wouldn't do is, and this is getting a little bit probably too morbid for this show, but I'm probably not letting the zombie get to me. I'm probably just doing it myself before we get to that point. I think that's probably the best way to go. Also, somebody in this NBA game, I can see in the reflection, who is this? The Mavericks and the Grizzlies? Somebody just got like an Antonio Brown dropkick to... Like,
could have been, yeah.
Look at this. Wow. Boom. Right to the chops.
That's Desmond Bane taking out Tim Hardaway. Probably.
Did he make the shot? No, he didn't.
I wonder if they're reviewing for a flagrant two or something.
Hmm. It's like when Antonio Brown drop kicked the freaking punter.
Yeah, what, Spencer right in the head. Landing yes. for the Browns? Yeah.
That was one of the best plays I've ever seen live in a football game in my life. One of the funniest. Patrick Peterson is a Steeler, or going to be a Steeler. Tom Pelissero reporting the numbers on that deal, and they're good. I think they're really good. I think it's a very, very friendly deal for the Steelers. And I think a lot of people are liking the move the Steelers make. I put a poll out about Cam Sutton versus Patrick Peterson. And it is decisively in favor of Patrick Peterson. I'll tell you more about that when we come back. I'm Josh Rountree. It's the Fan Evening Show here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fan Hotline presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. And you can listen to Cook and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 o'clock at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. There's another element to this Patrick Peterson comment that he made, and Jeff Hathorn made a good point earlier when he had him on. I found it strange when Patrick Peterson was asked about his role, and he said that he hadn't talked to anybody in the organization about that, about his role, and he really didn't know, but that he liked sort of the way they used other players. And my thought initially was, okay, well, how do you not have any sort of conversation? And I guess the point that I was making was, how has, you know, the agent, how anybody involved, we know tampering goes on whether the NFL wants to admit it or not, but how is there no sort of communication whatsoever to Patrick Peterson, and how does he not inquire on how he is going to be used with the Steelers? Now, maybe Patrick Peterson wasn't telling the truth. That's always a possibility. But Jeff made a good point that because of the tampering, players cannot talk with teams yet. So Patrick Peterson essentially was keeping his new team out of trouble by saying that he had not spoken to anybody yet. Now, typically when a player signs in free agency, they don't immediately go and answer questions. But he went on a podcast that he does with Bryant McFadden and essentially announced himself that he was coming to the Steelers. So those questions came up, and he artfully dodged that, I guess. The other part of it that I wonder, too, is Patrick Peterson knows who he is. He knows who he's going to be. He knows he's a number one wide receiver. There are other players on this team where he is going that probably number one corner, I should say. There are players on this team that he is going to, the Steelers, where there are probably some players that think that they are a number one corner. And it's a good way to perhaps not directly ruffle any feathers by saying anything regrettable. If you come to a new team and say, I'm the dude, the other guys may not like that very much. So that could be a way of him sort of dodging that question as well. I put out a poll, and you can find this on the 93.7thefan.com Twitter page. It has nearly 550 votes now. in the last half hour. Better deal. Cam Sutton, 3 years, $33 million. Or Patrick Peterson, 2 years, $14 million. Joel, any idea what and obviously Patrick Peterson is favored here. Any idea what number that is? What percentage of people do you think feel that Patrick Peterson's deal with the Steelers is better than what Cam Sutton could have gotten if the Steelers would have matched that price from Detroit?
I feel like maybe, maybe two of every three people would have wanted the Sutton deal over Peterson. That sound about right?
You think more people would want the Sutton deal for the Steelers?
I think so.
Mm-mm. You're way wrong.
Yeah.
82% of people think that Patrick Peterson's deal with the Steelers is a better option than Cam Sutton. 82% going with Peterson. Now, look, anytime you put a poll out like this, there's the fan element where anything the Steelers do, people are going to say that was the right thing. There are people that out there that truly feel that anything the Steelers do is right. They never make mistakes. They just vote and speak that way. That's just part of being a fan, really. 82%, though, feel that the Patrick Peterson deal is better than the Cam Sutton deal. And I'll tell you what. This afternoon, when I was sitting there before Patrick Peterson's deal got announced, before we knew the number on it in particular, I thought the Steelers really made a huge mistake letting Cam Sutton get away. Now, I'm starting to think that it was the right call. Because if Patrick Peterson can be the player that you think that he can be over the next 2 years, that is more worthwhile than the top end of Cam Sutton over the next three.
Most definitely.
That is a better value as well. $19 million less the deal for Patrick Peterson than Cam Sutton. The committed money, the guaranteed money, less than $6 million for Patrick Peterson guaranteed. That really, what that tells me is if they want out after 1 year from Patrick Peterson, they're gone. That it's not going to be a huge deal to get out from 1 year. That guaranteed money is low. It's favorable. This is a great deal by Omar Khan. It's a great deal by Andy Weidel. It's a great deal by Mike Tomlin, because I know that Mike Tomlin had a role in this because Mike Tomlin likes himself Patrick Peterson. He likes Patrick Peterson. They were linked to Peterson before in a trade years ago. They like Peterson. They have, and that's Tomlin, because Khan wasn't involved back then in player personnel. Weidel obviously was with the Eagles, not involved. What's the common factor here? The common denominator is Mike Tomlin. He wanted Patrick Peterson. And I like Cam Sutton a lot. He's one of my favorite players on that team. One of my favorite guys to deal with in that locker room. I think he's incredibly smart. I think he's going to be a coach one day. I think he's one of the smartest football players I've ever talked to. I think he's super versatile, and he's going to be a great fit in Detroit. I think he's going to go to Detroit and be a really, really good player. But I think we have seen probably or close to the very best of Cam Sutton. I think he is a guy that has a 71 PFF grade. He's never going to be a guy that has an 80 like Patrick Peterson. And maybe there's a gamble there that Peterson, you know, there could be a chance that Peterson doesn't ever put up an 80 again in a PFF grade. But I don't think that he's going to dip below 70. And that's where essentially Cam Sutton was. I think for at least another year, he is going to give you a performance. And if you want to put a Madden grading on it as well, he's going to give you a performance around 75 to 80. He's not going to be the elite player that he once was, who was probably putting up a 98 on Madden, but he's also not going to be a 60. He's going to be a very steady, very solid player. Might have some problems here or there with some of the top receivers, but I think overall he's going to give you one hell of a good year for the Steelers this year.
And it saves a couple million you know, in cap space and stuff, a little more flexibility if they bring in Peterson compared to re-signing Sutton at the deal that Detroit signed him to.
Right, and think about what you can do now. I mean, $11 million a year for Cam Sutton, $7 million a year for Patrick Peterson. You're getting $4 million in the bank with this, and it might be a better player that you're getting. Maybe not as versatile a player, but a better player. A better upside, potentially. Maybe not long-term, but in the now, the here and now, which I think the Steelers very much are focused on how to make this defense great this year and the next year coming up, I think that this is probably the better player to get, and they got him for less money, significantly less money, $4 million less, and now you can take that $4 million. And the point that Jeff made, you get Trubisky off the books and bring a quarterback in that maybe you get another $4 million off the books with a trade of Trubisky perhaps, or you get rid of Trubisky. Then you're talking about $10 million that you have saved in player personnel moves that you can then use to get a pretty good player for $10 million a year. You could go solidify a position. You could maybe you get an inside linebacker. Maybe you add some depth there. Maybe you get a defensive lineman, a veteran defensive lineman, add a little depth there. Maybe you get a reserve or a couple of reserve offensive linemen to bolster that group. Maybe you go get another tight end, because I think that's a position that we don't look at, because who knows what's going to happen with Zach Gentry. And there's a lot of injury history right now, especially concussion-wise with Pat Freiermuth. Maybe you go get a tight end. You add another pass catcher or run blocker tight end. It gives the Steelers more flexibility now, not just in the draft, but in the money that they're going to give out here in the coming weeks. We're going to take a break, and we come back. We are going to be joined by Chris Carter. Chris covering Pitt tonight and tomorrow night, and hopefully a little bit longer in March Madness. He is also a Steelers podcaster and reporter as well, covers the Steelers. So we're going to talk with him about the move that the Steelers made. We'll talk with him about Pitt's game tomorrow night in March Madness as well. This is the Fan Evening Show. I'm Josh Rountree. You can follow me on Twitter, JROWN32. That's where you can find me. We'll be back with Chris Carter after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.